Item 3, a resolution by Supervisor Weishan authorizing retention of outside legal counsel to provide guidance on the implementation and legality of 2013 Wisconsin Act 14.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. From the action of the county board last month, it was decided that we should seek some outside legal representation to help us deal with the issues created by Act 14. After consultation with the chairwoman, she has come to the conclusion, and I agree that we should contract with the firm of Hawks and Wendell. I would move approval of the item. If you'd like to have them come up and say a few words, that would be great.
All right, very good. I think it would be appropriate if you could, before they speak, Supervisor Washington, would you speak to the resolution, the actions that are being authorized, and the reason why we have a subsequent resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. As I said at our previous board meetings, we've decided that outside counsel was needed. And what you see here on the four bullet points are the duties that will be the responsibility of the chair of the county board to follow through on representing the Milwaukee County Board and corresponding back and forth with our legal counsel.
Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, if you'd introduce yourself.
Tim Hawks from the firm Hawks and Wendell.
I'm Richard Sachs.
Did members have questions first, or did we want to hear from these gentlemen? What's the pleasure of the committee?
I did move approval, Mr. Chairman, but also I think that we're very lucky to have some a law firm with the expertise and the quality on the issues that we'll be facing, and I think this is definitely a positive move for the citizens of Milwaukee County.
Were there questions from members? Supervisor Seskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I just missed it when Supervisor Weishan answered the question, but just for my education, again, we did this at the last board meeting. So what's the reason why it's here again today? And we're gonna vote on, I presume, later today at the board meeting too.
Supervisor Weishan. Yep.
At what we authorized last time is that the chairwoman had the ability to go out and authorize that outside legal counsel. We didn't decide which firm would be representing the county board on that. And this resolution selects the firm and then outlines the relationship of that firm to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
It was my impression, Mr. Chair, and I guess I'm wrong, that the chairperson had unilateral authority to pick a law firm when we authorized outside counsel. So I'm wrong on that. She gets to pick, but then we have to approve her pick. Is that how that goes?
I believe that that the previous did allow her to make the choice unilaterally. I think that it was her desire to have the body validate the decision she made, as well as this goes a little bit further in distinguishing how the relationship will work, and authorizes, creates an authorization for litigation if necessary, which the other one I don't believe went that far.
Okay, so it's here today because she chooses for it to be here. Just for my education moving forward, if she didn't want it to be here, it wouldn't have to be here. She could have just picked this law firm or whatever law firm she chose, and we move forward and the rest of the board doesn't get a vote on it, correct?
That is my understanding. I do believe with respect to bullet 4 in the final resolve clause, that probably would have required a subsequent action of this body. authorizing the potential litigation. So I think the desire was to do this all at once. I do have a card from Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Deanna Alexander, fellow county supervisor, and thank you, members of the committee. I have a few questions to ask about the item before you. I understand that the general format for our committee meetings is for members at this table to make comment rather than to post questions, so please accept my questions for consideration and consider them rhetorical if need be. I'm just trying to help us all make the best decision possible. My first concern is I'm wondering how the firm was chosen exactly. I know that the chairwoman had the unilateral authority to choose. I read in the news that there were six firms that were up for review and that Supervisor Weishan had been part of that selection process, if I read the article right. So I was just curious if there might be any expounding in this public forum as to how that selection or the whittling down of the candidate firms was made, since the board is notorious for being very concerned about how we select who we give contracts to.
Let's take it point by point. So the first is how they came to be selected.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
If you recall, the original resolution directed Corporation Counsel to provide a list of possible firms. Mr. Grady, are you able to confirm that Hawks Quindell was one of the firms on the list that was recommended?
To be strictly honest, I can't because I didn't see the list, but I did have discussions about the list being created, and I know their name was discussed with Ms. Walker. I didn't actually see the list that went to the board, but I know it was one of the firms discussed that I discussed with her.
Yeah. Is that satisfactory?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. My second concern is that I thought that through all of the board deliberation, the reason for moving away from using internal corporation counsel and using an outside firm was because there was a perception that our corporation counsel was not independent and had some bias. If that's the case, then I'm wondering why, when I looked up the main webpage for Hawks Quindell, there's a Blue Fist Stand With Wisconsin symbol, and I'm just curious if that is, in the opinion of the committee, a law firm that would be independent in a politically charged case, if that's something that's advertised on their homepage by design.
Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think any of us are looking for an independent law firm to represent our interests. We're looking for someone who shares our values and understands what's at stake in this whole matter. And I don't know if your questions are representing the people of your district or more likely the county executive's office.
I'd prefer we not get into a personal back and forth about motivations, but Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The selection process, as what it was said in the previous resolution, was at the direction of the chairwoman. I would suggest that if you have any questions about the selection process of the firm, that you take those questions up with the chairwoman. Ultimately, she has the authority to make that decision. The resolution before us today is the selection of Hawks Quindell. I support that 110%. I think they're an excellent firm that can accomplish the goals that we would like to see here for Milwaukee County and the citizens of Milwaukee County, and that I think that we should stay on topic here with the resolution that's before us. We do have a motion to approve, and we do have a county board meeting, coming up in
I will note that the Legistar and the board packet, or the committee packet, do contain a letter from Hawks Quindell outlining several issues that they raised that might be perceived by some to be conflicts, and those disclosures are clearly public and at the beginning of the process. So it is for all members to make that decision. That is part of why the item is in front of you, so that you have a more complete disclosure. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May I continue?
You may.
To answer the committee members' questions directly, I do not represent the county executive's office. I do represent my own, the 18th district, and I think that the most important thing to my district, beyond all politics set aside, is that I'm asking the right questions to expose the right information so that we can all make the best decisions possible. I am not inherently opposed to hiring the law firm of Hawks Quindell, but I do expect questions that the public may have to be answered to the best of the committee or the law firm's abilities. I haven't asked these questions directly to the chairwoman because for the past 45 days or so, my experience is that she ignores all questions that come from my office.
All right. Well, but we're not here to debate that. Do you have a specific question that you,
yes, Mr.
that you
Chairman.
Feel is necessary from proposed counsel?
There are three other topics that I wanted to quickly cover. I know that we're on a timeline, so I will try to be speedy. On the resolution, lines 52 through 59, items number 3 and 4 under the Be It Resolved clause explain that the chairperson of the county board will act as the county board's representative in communicating with and receiving counsel from Hawks Quindell with respect to issues related to an implementation and legality of Act 14. Curiosity there is if that means there will be information only going to the chairwoman's office and not being shared with this committee or with full members of the board. And with item number 4, authorized based on the advice of counsel and with the agreement of yourself, Mr. Chairperson, of the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services, whether to commence litigation, I'm curious if the committee is in agreement that simply a committee head, along with the chairwoman, can make unilateral decisions without even your own input. I would urge the committee to strike or amend at least provision 4 so that at least all of you on this committee would have a say in how to proceed. Whether that be more aggressively or less aggressively, I think that more supervisors than simply 2 should have a say in how to proceed. As you mentioned yourself a few moments ago, Mr. Chairman, you said that the chairwoman had a desire to have this body authorize the decision. I'm sure she would feel the same way about any major legal decisions that implicate the entire county board. Second, the letter from Hawks Quindell explains in its first paragraph, our law firm has been asked by the Milwaukee County Board to undertake this representation in opposition to Act 14. I thought that the resolution that was authorized, that I think is item number 1 on today's agenda at the next full board meeting, is if we can receive counsel to interpret it for us. We never authorized a law firm to represent us in opposition. And third, in the letter from the secondary law firm, Hauling and Kale, which seemed to be like a third-party letter to demonstrate an objective analysis of whether or not Hawks Quindell would be a have any ethical conflicts in taking this case. Under the second paragraph, under circumstance, it states that the Milwaukee County Board has asked your law firm to undertake its representation in opposition to efforts by Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley. I thought that if we extend the concept of hiring a law firm to the notion that we will be filing some kind of a lawsuit or pursuing a challenge, I thought that that was being pursued against the state to change state action. I didn't realize that the county executive was the target of the lawsuit, but it implies in this letter that this isn't a county-state issue. This is a county board versus county executive issue, and I was just wondering if we could have clarification before everyone has to vote on that. Thank you.
All right. Were those all of your questions?
Those are all of my concerns. Thank you.
Thanks, Supervisor. Gentlemen could address particularly those final points, I think, were the most appropriate in terms of response.
Rich suggests there may be some confusion as to who the firm is in light of the questions. So the firm is Hawks Quindell, which would be the firm representing the county board, and I want to emphasize the client is the board, not the county as a whole. Secondly, the outside opinion was authored by Hauling and Kale, Richard Kale, who is recognized as an expert in legal ethics, at least in the legal community, and his opinion was rendered to our firm at our request to determine whether or not there was an ethics issue that could not be resolved by or could not be resolved, and you have his answer. It is that there is no identity of client between the county board and the county as a whole, and as a consequence, there's no conflict in fact. We believe that the wiser course, perhaps an overabundance of caution, to insist on consent by our current clients and the prospective client to our representation with the information that we have provided regarding the cases that we are involved in and where the county is the defendant.
I'd like to add just a few things in response to Supervisor Alexander. Our firm has a long-standing history of representing the working people in Southeast Wisconsin, including in Milwaukee County. And we've taken up issues that are tough issues that involve constitutional questions in terms of the rights of working people, of minorities, voters, and we're not afraid to take on a tough legal challenge involving the constitutionality of statutes. And we understand that that's the charge that you face as a county board right now. Our understanding is that our client will be you, the board of supervisors, not the county. In terms of the issue of who we deal with, the resolution that's before you will essentially designate the chairwoman as the person that we will consult with in terms of the course of the litigation. Of course, any we understand that our charge will be threefold. First, to provide you advice in terms of the implementation of Act 14, in terms of what your rights are and what the obligations are and what the duties are of the respective branches of government with respect to the implementation of Act 14. We intend to do that. Secondly, we intend to prepare a thorough and we believe very sound analysis as to the constitutionality and legality of Act 14 that will give you the capability and ability to make a sound determination as to whether or not to proceed to court to challenge the constitutionality of that statute and whether or not it should be enjoined and invalidated. And if we believe that such a challenge has merit, we would seek a declaratory ruling from a court declaring whether it's validity. The third would, of course, be the litigation, which would spring from the that analysis that we prepared.
Okay. Thank you. Questions from committee? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question, but I will say that by ordinance, litigation is, if it's not initiated by this committee, at least this committee has some say-so with respect to possible litigation that comes from the county board. So I would, for number four, I would like to amend that to be authorized based on the advice of counsel and with the agreement of the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General. You can, but what I'm basically doing is I'm taking out chairperson of, and with the agreement of chairperson of the, so it would be and with the agreement of the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services whether to commence litigation to challenge any or all portions of Act 14. So I would delete chairperson of the from line 57 so that the committee has some say-so with respect to litigation. This would give the chairwoman the authority to be the point person as it relates to discussions between the firm, but the actual signing off of litigation would have to go through the committee. That way, it's consistent with the ordinances, and we have an opportunity as a seven-member committee to review what potentially could be offered as litigation.
So we do have an amendment. Any comments on the amendment? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Just that the resolution is written to be as flexible and responsive to the legal environment that we may encounter. And I have no doubt that the chairperson of the committee has the ability to help navigate that environment. So I don't see any problem with having that decision-making process within the chair of the Judiciary Committee. And I would hope that we wouldn't add this or delete this section and give us as much flexibility to respond to the potential legal environment that we may encounter.
Okay.
I don't want to be hamstrung by a committee cycle or a special meeting.
I understand.
That's the concept of
okay.
giving this, so we can react.
I'd rather have it that way than this.
So I would hope that we would not support the deletion this amendment proposes.
Any other members on the amendment? Supervisor Stasikounas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just have to respectfully disagree with Supervisor Weishaupt. I mean, number one, it seems like the amendment is put forward just to comply with our ordinances. You know, so let's go ahead and comply with our own ordinance on how we authorize litigation here. And two, I think your argument is somewhat of a false one. I mean, I can't look ahead and foresee any emergency-type situation where we have to move ahead without getting at least... I've been here 2 months, and we've had four or five special meetings that have all been called on 24 hours notice or, you know, very quick notice, and everybody seems to come to the meeting. And so I think if we needed a special meeting of the Judiciary Committee, people would, at least based on my 2 months of experience here, everybody would come to the meeting, and we'd be able to authorize whatever we needed to do. So... I think the amendment's extremely reasonable, and we ought to approve it.
Just one question I would have. If the authority is not delegated and there's a subsequent action of the committee to authorize the litigation, whether that is an item that would go to the board and then to the exec for veto, which I would find problematic and could set up a 60-day or more process and one where the exec would have a veto over our ability to function with our counsel. Fortunately, I don't know who we could address that question to. But I would offer that for consideration. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as I said earlier, the litigation usually is initiated, at least is directed through this committee. And there's no desire to co-opt or to do anything to lessen the chairwoman's authority, power. But on the other hand, and I most certainly do not want to give anyone else the ability, although through this process it would happen, the ability to somehow weigh in on this matter. But nevertheless, it says authorized based on the advice of counsel and with the agreement of the chairperson of the committee. That can be a safeguard with respect to what you just alluded to. But on the other hand, it's up to the committee members to kind of think about this, because on the one hand, you and the chairwoman would be the persons who would look toward the commencing of litigation. But on the other hand, historically, this committee has been used to do such. So I would ask committee members to weigh both sides as it relates to expediency, possible interference, obfuscation, or whatever committee members want to think about. But I still am offering the amendment.
I appreciate that. Supervisor Weishaupt.
We're not out of compliance with our ordinance. This is the Judiciary Committee. We're reviewing the process, and all we're doing is transferring that ability to the chairwoman and the chair of the committee. So you are reviewing the whether or not we should start a lawsuit is being reviewed by the judiciary, and we are in compliance with all of our county ordinances. I would just, since today is board day, that I would suggest that if you would politely withdraw your amendment, and if through consultation before the board meeting, you can reintroduce your amendment on the board floor if you so choose later on today, and we can have a more in-depth conversation on the merits of item four. And if you're still not convinced, then we can take up the item on the board floor.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Since Supervisor Weishaupt is the author of the resolution, I would ask that he consult with the chairwoman, see how she feels about it, and let me know. And then I could talk to her. And so at this particular point, at this particular time, I will withdraw the amendment, and I will be looking towards Supervisor Weishaupt to get back to me. Otherwise, I'll have to do something else.
Very good.
We'll do that. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stetson.
And then perhaps in the interim, our attorney or staff, somebody could respond to the question you posed about, is it subject to veto, waiting, all that sort of thing? Would it end up being perhaps a 60-day delay? I think your question was a good one that could be answered.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Weishaupt on item three.
We're good.
Was there something before we take the vote? Okay. All right, on the motion for approval.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Daskunas.
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There are 5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. The item is approved, and we are adjourned.